gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio show. This is radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. It is the ultimate odor eliminator. It will take out anything from skunk to mold to whatever you have, and you can only order it on their website, SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Good pets, food, natural supplements, and treats for your dogs. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, don't forget, Vitacraft. If you're bonding with your cat, the best way to do it is with a treat and the 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste your cats will go crazy for. Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or just get it in your pet store. And don't forget, Colette Tours and I are going to Italy next year, and join us at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. This is Talkin' Pets.
Love will never fade away. We're diamonds in the dark. I put my head against your chest and listen to your heart, 'cause you are my hope. No matter where I go, never alone, 'cause somehow I always know, even through the pain.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That is Miley Cyrus, and that is the song for Avatar, Fire and Ash. This is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. But if you are going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week were... So your top five movies as of last week, Zootopia 2 was number one, and that made $266 million in 3 weeks. That is, like, doing extremely well. It was number one last week as well. We'll see if Avatar dethrones it, which I think it will. But
of course.
Zootopia is an amazing movie. I saw the first one. I did not watch the second one yet, but... the first one was great, probably one of the best animated films, and it made a ton of money. People loved it. Five Nights at Freddy's 2, wow, better than I thought. $100 million it made in 2 weeks. I don't know the game, so I thought the movie was mediocre, but people who know the game, they liked the movie. So I guess that's where I missed out, but $100 million is a good take for a horror film for 2 weeks. Wicked for Good, $315 million in 4 weeks, which... I figured that would do extremely well, Wicked for Good. I liked it better than the first half. This one I have not even heard about. Duhurrenhar. 5.3 million in 2 weeks. Can't even say the name. But I did watch last night, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. And that's still out in the box office. And it made $60 million in 5 weeks. Not a huge take. And to be honest with you, I can kind of see why. I thought it was okay. The acting was good. The writing, so-so. But as for animals in the movie, if you want to go see them, I would recommend Zootopia 2 because even though they're animated, there's tons of them. In Five Nights at Freddy's, they're evil and they're machines. Wicked for Good, they're flying monkeys. Go figure it out for yourself. And Now You See Me, Now You Don't, nothing in that one. And like I said, that Durhan and Bar-Har, whatever it is, don't even know what that is, so I don't know what's in that one. But those were your top five movies, but I did get to screen some films this week. And the ones that I screened, Avatar, Fire and Ash, gave it 4 out of 4. If you want to read my review, please do so.
Sweet.
At TalkinPets.com. That's my website, and you can see the reviews there under movies, or you can also check them out at Talkin' Pets Radio on Facebook. And you can join our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. But the movie was just magnificent. It is long. Be prepared to be in the theater for 3.5 hours.
Did you get to see it in IMAX?
I did. I saw it in IMAX, Dolby, and 3D. And
awesome.
Amazing movie. I like the message in it. Great message in it about animals and the earth and how humans can actually be the ones that are cursing the planet. Go figure. But it was just a very well done. I mean, the technology in this movie is just astounding. And the acting was great because it's actually the actors that are playing
yes.
these parts, which is amazing in itself. But
there's a documentary on Hulu about it. And if you've got Hulu, you should watch it because it shows you how they did it and how intense it is for the actors. And it's really fascinating. It's only about an hour long. I watched it the other night because I won't be able to see the film until January when I can go to an IMAX theater. But I'm excited to see it.
Because you live up in the boondocks, so the country up there in
well,
Tennessee.
I can go to a theater. But it's not going to be as spectacular as it will in IMAX.
Yeah,
so
no, you're 100%
right. I'm not going to even see it when I'm with you in Tampa. I'm waiting because I'm going with my sister on the way back up. We've got tickets to go in Asheville.
Cool.
Well,
the movie is Fire and Ash, so you're kind of in it. The Housemaid, I saw that. I screened it this week. Gave it 2.5 paws out of 4. And it's an interesting movie. The acting is phenomenal. The writing's okay. The movie's too long. 2 hours and 15 minutes. If they cut out about a half hour of it, it would have been a better film. But it's pretty interesting. It deals with love, hate, cheating, crazy. Everything a relationship is. And Lexi got to screen for me the SpongeBob movie, Searching for SquarePants. And she took her kids to go see it. The kids loved it. And she thought it was okay. But you can read her review as well at TalkinPets.com and click on movie reviews, and then you can check them all out. So, and any mentions of any animals. And, of course, whatever those creatures are in SpongeBob, basically, some of them are animals under the water. So, anyway, those were your movies, so check them out. But we want to talk with you. The lines are open for your training questions and your behavior questions. We will play in this hour Name That Animal Sound, and you can win
Yay.
Something. And also, you're going to be hearing maybe from the Patch family within this hour. So we'll see. There's something going on up in Pennsylvania right now with the Patches, and they're probably all drunk and eating. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But we're going to make a call into a little house party going on up there and as a surprise. So anyway, we want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. Happy holidays to everybody. Don't forget, you can, and please join our Facebook. Become part of the family at Talkin' Pets Radio. And then also, you can listen on your smartphone at #250, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and then, which is our network. Ooh, that went right through me. And also, you can listen on, I forgot the other one. Oh, TalkinPets.com. So you can listen there as well. And I take it that was Xerxes, your
Rottweiler. Yeah, Saturday night, we have like a side-by-side dune buggy. Like, there's a whole group. And they run up and down my road with lights because there's trails up above me. And every time he hears them, usually I let him outside, but I couldn't do that right now. And he likes to just run around and bark at them. It's pretty loud.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Hey, it's Katy Perry wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Dreams are calling like bells in the distance.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, events every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
The Human-Animal Bond Research Institute, known as HABARI, announced a new grant to examine how daily interactions between first-time mothers and their pet dogs impact maternal stress, mood, and well-being during the first year of postpartum. This grant was awarded to Colorado State University and will be led by Principal Investigator Shelby McDonald, Ph.D. Perinatal mood and anxiety disorders affect nearly 1 in 5 mothers and can seriously impact the health of both mothers and babies. The study explores whether living with and interacting with a pet dog can help reduce stress and improve mental well-being in new mothers. Researchers will follow 150 first-time mothers with infants under 1 year old and live with a dog, asking them to report on their interactions with the dog and their emotional state twice daily over 2 weeks. These reports will be analyzed to determine which aspects of human-animal interaction exert the strongest influence on maternal stress, mood, and anxiety. Researchers hypothesize that mothers who report more frequent and positive interactions with their pet dog will see benefits to their mental health, and that these positive interactions will buffer the negative impacts of difficult infant temperament, low social support, and maternal stress and anxiety in daily life. Findings may support the integration of pet-related strategies into perinatal care, improving maternal well-being, while also strengthening the human-animal bond. By investigating the experiences of new mothers with pet dogs, a period of major transition characterized by heightened stress and competing demands, this research will identify opportunities for the human-animal bond to improve maternal health and family well-being at a critical time. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
You want to go outside? Why, Rapunzel, look at you, as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower.
I know, but
that's right, to keep you safe and sound, yeah. Guess I always knew this day was coming. That soon you'd want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet.
But
shh, trust me, pet. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother. It's a scary world out there. Mother knows best. One way or another, something will go wrong, I swear. Ruffians, thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals and snakes, the plague.
No!
Yes!
Also large bugs, men with pointy teeth and stuff.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and Mama knows best. I've heard that many times growing up, and we're going to find out from a mama herself. Dana?
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? We miss you.
Yeah, I know you're having the infamous patch party for Christmas, and we wanted to butt in a little bit to say Merry Christmas and introduce my family to all of America, actually the whole world.
Merry Christmas. We're so glad you did call.
So who's all there?
All right, so I'm going to go around and everybody could say who's here. All right, go ahead.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Can't say your name.
Oh, Mike.
Merry Christmas.
You know me. Merry Christmas. Your brother.
Uncle Joe.
Hi, JJ.
It's Joey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, John.
Kayla's here, too, by the way.
Oh, and Kayla. Kayla's there. She's working today.
It's Uncle John.
Oh, Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Elliot, say Merry Christmas.
Elliot, thank you.
Justin says Merry Christmas.
You're all there, huh? So everybody's
Justin,
having a
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We Merry have Christmas.
This is Uncle John and Kayla.
In Florida, where we produced the show.
Hello.
So do you? How's your weather up there in Pennsylvania? Is it, like, getting ready for Santa Claus?
Well, yesterday we woke up and it was 55.
Oh, wow.
And then we went to bed and there was ice and snow warnings and freezing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that seems to be weather lately.
Oh, yeah. So it's not like Florida weather up here.
Well, I wanted to call and say, yeah, it's chilly here, actually, Kayla's saying, which it's probably
not
in
as
the
cold
60s.
As up here.
Yeah, no, it gets cool for us when we're so, you know, our blood is so thin when you live in the tropics, basically, that, you know, the slightest little bit of cold and you're trembling. But I wanted to call into the Patch family and say Merry Christmas, and I wish I could be there with you all. And so I would imagine you've got some great food, and who's drinking already?
Just Justin.
Oh, go figure. Justin and Molly are there with the kids?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, we miss you guys, and we love you, and
well,
we're so glad
too.
That you called.
I wish we could be there, and in a way we are. You know, we wanted to call, and, you know, from myself and then from Kayla, we say Merry Christmas. And Jilly's with us. Jilly is up in Tennessee. She's
part
of the family.
Yeah, so, it's 32 degrees here.
It was 8 degrees last year, or last week here.
Oh, boy.
That's why I live in Florida. Well, you got to come down and visit, Dana. You got to come down with the kids. I mean, you know, I'm not far from the beach, and, you know, there is a pool here and stuff. So, I mean.
I know. This time of year, too, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, that's probably the best time to travel. But, well, give my love to the whole family, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
New
Christmas,
Year.
Merry Christmas, guys. We love you. We miss you. And thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Love you. Happy New Year.
So that is that's my family there and Kayla's family. That's part of the family there. And whoever else was there, I couldn't even tell myself some of the voices. But they're having a good time, and that's what Christmas is all about. And Dana does a good job. When my mom was alive, my mom used to always have parties like that around the holidays to get the whole family together. And Dana kind of took on that role and invites everybody over to her place. And then the whole Patch family and the extensions are all there. So we hope that everybody listening is enjoying the holiday. And again, you know, and it's, I had this conversation the other day with someone that I didn't even know, that I bumped into. And basically we were saying that, you know, the holidays are about spending it with family, food, and maybe having a eggnog or two. But it doesn't have to be all about the money, because a lot of people right now don't have the money. It's not a good economy or anything of that sort. So if you can be there with the family and show them the love, that's what's important. So I wanted to reach out to them and say Merry Christmas. So, Jilly, you got to meet some of the family, you know?
Yes.
So they're
that's
having
awesome.
And the dog's barking in the background. So they make sure that they bring the pets. So the whole families are together. Hey,
that's
when
awesome.
We come back, we are going to give the Name That Animal sound, and you could win something, but we'll talk to you very soon. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We love you on behalf of Talkin' Pets, and we appreciate all the program directors and the general managers that carry Talkin' Pets all these years. And to everyone listening, please be safe, enjoy yourselves, and have a very special holiday. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Dinosaur vomit, called regurgitalite, is a rare but scientifically valuable fossil type preserving stomach contents, revealing prehistoric diets and even new species, like the filter-feeding petrosaur Bacarabu wardiza, found in the theropods fossilized puke in Brazil, or fish vomit containing sea lily bits in Denmark. These fossils show that ancient animals ate fish, tiny reptiles, plants, and how they digested it, offering insights into ancient food webs and ecosystems, much like bird pellets today. The food chain clues help reconstruct prehistoric ecosystems by showing predator-prey relationships. The digestive insights reveals digestive process, like how some petrosaurus had gizzard-like stomachs to process hard parts. The new species, bone in vomit, can preserve entirely new species, like the filter-feeding petrosaur discovered in the dinosaur vomit in Brazil. Brazil 2025, the theropod dinosaur fossilized vomit contained bones of new filter-feeding petrosaur and fish. In Denmark 2025, a 66-million-year-old fish vomit fossil was found with sea lily remains, showing that crustaceous fish ate. China in 2022, fossilized pellets from Petrosaurus were packed with fish scales, indicating their digestive methods. Even herbivores and dinosaurs might have eaten charcoal for detoxification, as seen in the stomach contents. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I recall the time they found those fossilized mosquitoes, and before long they were cloning. Now I'm being chased by some irate velociraptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy day. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are
And again, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody out there. I hope you have a great holiday season, Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating. That's what matters. Like I said, it's all to do with family and love. And we hope that you're spending it with someone that you love. And if it's not of the human nature, don't forget, your pets always show you that unconditional love. So show it back during the holidays as well. This is Talkin' Pets.
Santa's reindeer have been officially cleared for their Christmas Eve flight after a comprehensive veterinary checkup by the American Veterinary Medical Association. AVMA President Dr. Michael Q. Bailey and veterinary technician Becky Mosser examined all 9 reindeer at the North Pole, confirming they are healthy, fit, and ready for travel. The exams included physical checks, blood tests, x-rays, disease screenings, vaccination verification, and review of international travel documents to ensure animal and public health safety. The visit highlighted the important role veterinarians and technicians play in protecting both animals and people. Santa thanked the veterinary team for their care, and the team will return for final pre-flight and post-flight exams. As a fun bonus, they recommend leaving graham crackers out on Christmas Eve to give the reindeer an extra energy boost. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Happy holidays out there, everybody. Jilly, Kayla called you naughty.
Why? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Such an innocent response.
Why?
So, I want to mention again, I mentioned it last week a little bit, but I want to mention it again this week, is that a big thank you. We got a Christmas card from a friend of ours, and we all know him, and maybe people across America now know him, because I always call him Professor John. And he had sent a Christmas card. Happy holidays. The best of wishes to you and yours for a wonderful holiday season. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Please apply this money towards a pizza or something for the whole crew. So,
oh, that was nice.
Buying us dinner tonight. So thank you, John and Julie. That was very nice. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That means a lot. That touches me in the heart very deeply. So thank you for that. But Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and happy holidays. On Facebook Live, if you're on there with us, at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can listen and watch. You can see us on there. But Darla, my buddy Darla there in Pennsylvania, said she used the SCOE 10X and sprayed it in her shoes, and it did wonders.
That's a fabulous idea.
It's a great idea. It's pet-friendly, human-friendly, and yeah. And it works really well on getting the odors out of your shoes. So SCOE 10X, I'm telling you, if you want to get a stocking stuffer or something like that, I recommend getting it. If they're pet people or not even pet people, because you can use it on any odors, like even skunk, like I said, SCOE10X.com, SCOE10X.com. And maybe someone will win it, because...
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what animal makes this sound, you get a choice of what you want to pick out to win. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. You can go with SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You could go with a book on Pets, Pets, Pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul. You could go with Good Pets Foods Dog Treats Supplements for your dogs. We also do have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets in red. And from Silly Beads by Kayla, we have...
There is a badge clip holder. There's a keychain of Morgan Wallen. There's some Stanley Cup handle charms. One is Starbucks. One is says, all I need is coffee and my dog. And there's a pen that is the Kansas City Chiefs.
So you got a range of things you can go with there, or you can go with a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, which is a reptile CD. And we do have a calendar. You can go with the frog calendar for 2026 if you happen to like frogs. But this is the sound. That probably blew your mind. So that creature can locate prey by sound alone in complete darkness. What is it? Do you know what it is, Kay?
I have an idea, maybe.
818-818-6401. They can locate prey by sound alone in complete darkness. 818-818-6401. Play with this and win something. And don't forget, the rule is, if you won in the last 90 days, pick something you haven't won. And we, with the Scoey 10X, is one per household, just so you know. Let's go. Let's play. 818-818-6401. So, Jilly, do you have an idea? I have a feeling you do.
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I think, even before I picked it, I was kind of like, oh, okay, I think it's pretty easy. And then with the little clue that I gave, I think that makes it easier. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call and take a shot at it on what you think that it is. So, again, this is the sound. Out to Jason in Southern Oregon. And Jason, what do you think that creature is? What animal or what creature out there would actually make that kind of a sound, which I think if I heard it in the middle of the night and I was walking through the woods, I would think I would start running. But what do you think it is?
Is it a bat?
A bat. B-A-T?
Yes, sir.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Sorry, Jason. Good shot on that one.
Hey, I had a quick question.
Shoot.
I had a question. Hey, I'm on the, when you guys were talking about the matches to get the dog to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Does it matter which end? Does the match tip? Is there an ingredient in there?
Okay, so you don't light the match. I probably should have expressed that. secondly, you want to make sure that the side with the sulfur goes in. Because that's what it is. The sulfur from the match actually creates the stimulation for the dog to go to the bathroom.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
All right, have a good day. Thanks. You too. Thank you.
That's Jason out there in Southern Oregon. I want to try that on myself one day.
Please. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Hey, it might work. You never know.
Don't do it while I'm in the studio, please.
I'm not going to demonstrate it on Facebook Live or anything. Although maybe we'd probably go viral. I don't think it'd be that pretty. So the guesses are out there. We do know it's not a bat, but what is it? That's the sound that it makes. I will say, Jason was in kind of the atmosphere of the creatures because they're medium-sized, and it is in the bird family, bird of prey. So what is it? 818-818-6401, out to Chris in Oregon. And Chris, what do you think it is?
I said it was a bat, and that's incorrect.
818-6401. So what do you think it is?
That's what I called. Someone from Southern Oregon also called.
Oh.
And said it's a bat. I'm calling from Southern Oregon as well.
Oh, my goodness.
But the thing is, though, it's not a bat. So do you have a second guess? Or do you have a guess that...
No, I don't.
Think bird of prey.
Oh. I have no idea.
Wow, you kind of almost said it with your... what you just with the comment that you made. All right,
not an iguana.
Not a what?
Not an iguana.
Loser!
Oh, that was me.
Sorry, Chris. Chris was wrong. So it's an Oregon kind of day. We're going to go out to Walter and see if Walter knows what it is. Walter, what do you think makes this sound?
Owl.
A what?
Screech owl.
Congratulations, you are absolutely correct. And what we're going to do is put you on hold, Walter, and you can talk to Sydney and tell Sydney what you want to go with.
All right.
Congratulations. Stay on hold, and we'll get your address as well, and we'll ship it out to you. That's Walter out there in Oregon. He got it right. It was an owl. So not
I have a
bat.
Giant.
Definitely
giant
not an iguana.
Barn owl.
So, yep, it's an owl.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Talking Pets.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. The House of Representatives voted to remove federal protections for endangered gray wolves across the country by taking the species off the endangered species list and prohibiting judicial review. Chris Smith, Wildlife Program Director for Wild Earth Guardians, offered the following statement. It is disappointing, but unsurprising for this radical Congress to blatantly ignore science on the way to harming wildlife. Gray wolves need federal protections. If the science wasn't clear enough, the ongoing war on wolves in the Northern Rockies is further evidence. We need to let wildlife biologists determine whether a species is endangered or not, not politicians. We will continue to fight for this endangered iconic species. Leading independent scientists indicate that the gray wolf is not recovered and requires continued protections. It is highly unusual for the legislative branch to delist a species. The bill will next go to the U.S. Senate. We need to make a difference on the way the politicians are treating us, our earth, and our animals on this planet. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You're a mean one. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a kid, as you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana.
Mr. Grinch,
with the greasy black peel. You have fallen to the sweetness of the seasick crocodile.
Mr. Grinch, you're frozen. You don't have no.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a monster. Your heart's an empty hole.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. So, as you know, Talkin' Pets is presenting Discover Reflections of Italy with an optional two-night Rome pre-tour extension, September 30th through October 9th of 2026. It's always been on my bucket list to go to Italy. I hope it's on yours, and I hope you'll join in. One of the excursions on day four is travel to Assisi, birthplace of St. Francis. Take in the old world atmosphere on a guided walking tour of the Basilica of St. Francis. Then you're off to the medieval Perugia, the historic capital of Umbria. With free time to explore, consider wandering along the Corso, Perugia's main street, where Gothic facades are lined with shops and restaurants. The feel of Italy, the Italian food, the bottle of wine. Call Colette Tours, 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or check it out at TalkinPets.com. So, Jilly, have you been to Italy?
Many times.
I hate you. That is my bucket list. I don't know what it is. There's just something about Italy I've always wanted to explore and see. I think Kayla's even been there. Kayla, have you been to Italy?
No, I've been to Europe.
You've been to Spain?
Yeah.
Okay. That I heard
Italy
is amazing.
In Europe? Am I?
I think you're right next door.
I don't know. But no, I've been to Paris, London, and Spain.
I've been to Paris and I've been to London, but I definitely want to do Italy. Rome. Jilly, you've been in Rome?
It's filthy.
Really? I heard that from somebody else, too.
It's filthy, yeah. I mean, it's great to see, you know, the Colosseum and things like that, but the going into the countryside or going down to, you know, like Pompeii, you see the same kind of ruins, you know, just not in between big buildings. And you're close to beautiful turquoise water, that, you know, the island of Capri, the Blue Grotto. That's where it's beautiful. Because I like the coastal part of Italy. I think that Venezia is beautiful, Florence, but I like them for the markets just because I like to buy beautiful things cheap. But yeah, Rome and Milan, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, I just want to see it. I want to experience it, just the culture of it and you know, the history of it. And you know, I've heard things, too, about Egypt and India. But, you know, and Dr. Katie Meyer from the show, I had dinner with her last night, and she's going to India. She's Thailand, I think, and a bunch of other places. So she's going by herself, which I'm a little worried about in this day and age. But
Going on a tour, though? Is she going with a group but going by herself, or she's just going by herself?
She's going with friends for part of it, and then the other side, she's going by herself. And I think that's throughout India. But I think she is going to join a tour while she's there. So, you know, hopefully she'll be there with others.
My sister just did that to China, and she said it was fabulous, but she was with a group.
Yeah, the amazing part is there's so many beautiful places to see here in this country that a lot of people don't take into effect. I've never even seen the Grand Canyon, and I hear it's amazing. So I tried to drive there once from Las Vegas. I turned around. It was like hours drive. It was way too far. And
it's so close from Las Vegas.
No, it's not. I mean, not to get to the main part of it. If you want to see the little tip of it, yes, but the thing is that it was also like driving there. It was all desert. The only thing I would see on the side is like a tumbleweed.
That's Nevada.
Or you would see like a trailer.
Oh my gosh.
You know, if you have to go to the bathroom, you pull up a rock somewhere.
You are so funny.
So, but anyway, if you're traveling this, you know, season in the holiday, we know that the airlines are crazy right now. But please be safe. There's, you know, not only crazy airlines and a lot of busy and hustle and bustle, but there's a lot of crazy people out there, too. So I do wish everyone that is traveling the best. And I hope that, you know, if you decide to take your pets with you, I hope you've arranged great, you know, arrangements for them. But also, there's pet sitters out there like Jilly herself that will keep your pets happy and healthy in their own home. So that might be something to consider. Once again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus. Did I miss one?
Feliz Navidad. You keep missing it.
Feliz Navidad. There you go. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Bye for now. Merry
Bye,
Christmas.
Y'all.
Boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle. What a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight. Happy days.
Happy time.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.